The legislature's in its final push before its scheduled adjournment for this session on Thursday. Civil Beat political reporter Chad Blair has been covering the twists and turns at the Capitol and joins us now with a reality check. Chad, while there's a lot that's still a moving target, number of late session surprises. How's the mood down there?
Well, actually, I'm in the House right now. I just stepped outside to speak with you, and it's pretty, you know, I'd have to say people are in a pretty good mood, at least in that chamber. And I apologize for the siren coming down the pike here, but of course, it's live radio. In a nutshell, Augie T, the comedian, opened up the session with jokes and had everybody laughing and saying, you know, comedians and politicians are kind of in the same business. They got to make people happy, or they're not gonna keep their job. So that was kind of a nice way to start. But overhanging all of that is the drama surrounding the rail tax bill. How is the city and county of Honolulu going to pay for the over-budget, long-delayed rail project? And that has dominated all the discussion, including today, once again, another dramatic twist in the development of that bill.
And the nature of this discussion, there's been a lot of talk that this has not exactly been a surprise. Lawmakers have known that this is coming at some point to how to finance the rail, and yet the sort of radical shifts at the very end came as a real surprise to a lot of observers.
In a nutshell, last week on Friday, the House surprised the Senate with a plan to levy a surcharge on the hotel tax, the TAT, the transient accommodation tax, rather than extend the surcharge on the general excise tax, the GET. That was really kind of a major breakthrough. And here it is on Tuesday. They're still tweaking the bill to come up with a form that is satisfactory not only to both chambers, but other people as well. The tourism industry, as you can imagine, this didn't go over terribly well, so they've tried to come up with a palatable solution. City council members also warning, look, we don't want to raise property taxes in order to pay for this. Can we come up with a bill that satisfies all parties, or at least most? That's the big question that still remains.
And in addition to rail, there are a number of other, because it is, as you well know, in terms of that push to adjournment, there is a lot that transpires just in those final days. What are some other highlights to you of what you've been watching?
Well, it was, as you know, conference committee the last few days, and this was last week, something always dies. In fact, quite a lot dies. And then always a few bills make it through that surprise you. One that I think was good news both for the media, that's our business, as well as the general public, was what's known as a media access bill. And this would allow reporters, with the permission of emergency agencies, you know, to cover things like when lava threatens Pahoa and other natural disasters within reason. You don't want to go and get yourself in trouble or put yourself at risk. But what was considered utmost was the public needs to know what's going on, particularly, as the case of Pahoa a couple of years ago, the entire town threatened by Pele.
Chad, thanks very much, and good luck with the rest of the session.
It'll be over Thursday, I hope, Bill.
Very good. Thank you. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring political reporter Chad Blair.